So I'm going to start off by saying my base scripture for my preach tonight is Matthew 6, verse 26. I would love to read the whole of Matthew 6, verse 24 to 34, but I just don't have enough time now. but I would like to challenge you to read it after the sermons tonight. I think it's really powerful. In Matthew 6, verse 26, Jesus speaking in the context of not fearing about earthly comforts or necessities, Jesus says, "Look at the birds. They do not plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are?" So, to give context why this specific verse means so much to me, I grew up in a middle-class household, which means necessities were never short, but luxuries were always a stretch. My parents made a lot of sacrifices when I was born to make sure that there was enough money for nappies and for baby formula, including picking up extra shifts and selling some of the not-so-needed items that they had. Growing up, my parents would work whatever overtime shifts they could get in order to make sure there was enough food on the table, and if my brother or myself wanted something, that we could kind of squeeze it into the budget. When I got to grade 11 and matric, I realized that there was going to be no way my parents would be able to afford to pay for university, not even the first year of university. That was just going to be completely out of our budget. I went anyway, in the faith that God had a plan, and in June of first year, I was graciously given a partial bursary that left us able to afford me going to university. This was still with some sacrifices from home, but it meant that I could still continue my studies. That is when I truly started to understand what it meant in Matthew 6, verse 26. Fast forward to third and fourth year, I was in a small little bachelor flat, living month to month on a monthly allowance, which is what my parents were able to send. And I was using that monthly allowance for buying petrol, electricity, and food. Sometimes I'd have to count coins at the end of the month to buy the cheapest loaf of bread and a pack of 6 carton eggs so that I could eat for the next 2 days before month end. I lived off, there was a period where I lived off breakfast oats for breakfast, lunch, and dinner because that's what I had left in the cupboard. There was a time during my rural block when I was still studying where I was in the middle of nowhere, Limpopo, trying to figure out how my fieldwork partner and I were going to be able to afford the petrol to drive home from rural Limpopo to Joburg again. During that time of struggle, I found it really difficult to believe in Matthew 6, verse 26. And that's when God reminded me of Isaiah 44, verse 16 to 20. So, speaking about a carpenter, Isaiah writes, "He burns part of the tree to roast his meat and to keep himself warm. He says, 'Ah, that fire feels good.' Then he takes what's left and makes his god, a carved idol. He falls down in front of it, worshiping and praying to it. 'Rescue me,' he says. 'You are my God.' Such stupidity and ignorance. Their eyes are closed and they cannot see. Their minds are shut and they cannot think. The person who made the idol never stops to reflect, 'Why? It's just a block of wood. I burned half of it for heat and used it to bake my bread and roast my meat. How can the rest of it be a god? Should I bow down to a piece of wood? The poor, deluded fool feeds on ashes. He trusts something that can't help him at all. Yet he cannot bring himself to ask, 'Is this idol, what I'm holding in my hand, a lie?'" When I read that for the first time, it was heavy. I had been trusting so much in money to be able to solve my struggles. I kept on thinking, if only I had enough to buy this, or if only I had enough to save for that, then everything would be easier. But God knew he was preparing my heart for a blessing. The final nail to prepare me came at the end of fourth year, when the bursary I had for the first 3 years did not come through, and I was left with roughly 40,000 rand as a bill to pay for my fees. Without that, I wouldn't be able to graduate. By God's gracious planning and working, years prior, my parents had set up a notice account that every time I had a windfall or when there was a little extra money at the end of the month, or even if I had saved over a certain amount of my pocket money, it was placed into that account. It had summed up to more than what the required amount was, but I had always been told not to touch it. It would be for something big, like putting down a deposit on a house. So now that 40,000 rand I owed was more than half of what the notice account had at the time, and it was really difficult to think about trying to withdraw that money, but I felt God stir me again to treat that account, to not treat that account like an idol. He made it clear. He did not want me to allow my parents to go into debt and pay interest for my namesake. So I bit the bullet and I paid the early withdrawal fees and I paid off my varsity fees. I had a little extra. I had tried to draw a little extra to make sure I could get back to Joburg from the rural Limpopo, which the bank took as the early withdrawal fees, which left me stuck in the same position. That meant I had to swallow my pride and ask my parents to help out with whatever they could, but pride is for a different sermon. So God showed me how I was relying on money to save me when all I needed to rely on Him was to rely on Him and His guidance. In preparation for this preach, the final verse I was given was Matthew 6, verse 19 to 21, which reads, "Do not store up your treasures on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your trust is, there the desires of your heart will be." So, end of fourth year, I walked into a community service position in a beautiful small rural town where I received a monthly salary that was insanely high. I was able to not only be an amazing blessing to those around me, but I was able to recuperate the money I spent in fourth year paying off my fees. I was able to still do multiple repairs on my car, which were much needed. And knowing that God was the one in control and the one who was providing for me, I paid my 10% before anything else and made it an important thing for me to still help out those in need whenever I felt God's prompting on it. Had God not taught me not to treat money as an idol, I would not have been able to bless people in my family and friends circle. I would have been still left trying to save as much money as possible in case I didn't get a job this year, which, fast forward, I did. But instead, I walked in faith, knowing that God had provided for me through the hardships and He brought me out into a land of prosperity. I've learned to trust in the Lord. He is a good father that feeds the birds so they do not need to sow seed or store grain, knowing I am far more valuable to Him than they are just by simply being His son. My prayer is that for those of you sitting here who may be living in struggle, or even those living in abundance, will learn to submit your finances to God and have faith that He will bring you through the hardships and into a life of prosperity in Him, however that may look.